You're with SBS Radio.
Naririto ako ngayon dito sa Carrick Hill at aking kakapanayamin ang mga ibang ginang ng mga tahanan tungkol sa kanilang kuro-kuro sa kataasan ng presyo ng elektrisidad. I will be speaking with Mrs. Bronwyn Mewet, and we would like to ask her opinion on the rates, on the high rates of electricity in South Australia. Bronwyn, what is your opinion regarding the increasing rates of electricity and power in South Australia?
They are far too high.
Why do you say that?
Because bills should be able to be reduced by about 20% if companies did not charge as much.
Are you feeling it, or do you think most of these residential houses feel the impact of high rates?
I think most residential houses do. I am fortunate. I have 10 solar panels, which reduces my cost substantially.
So you're saying that the use of solar panels is actually helping you a lot in reducing your electrical... Would you suggest to other people as well to use solar panels?
I would.
Is it expensive to...
Initially, to put 10 on was about $3,000.
What about your neighbourhood? Are there lots of people in your neighbourhood that use solar panels?
There are a reasonable amount that have solar panels, yes.
So you reckon, you recommend people to use solar panels?
If they can afford them, yes.
When you say, how affordable is it for the ordinary resident?
For people with low incomes, mm-hmm. It is not overly affordable. As I said, 10, about 3 years ago, cost me around $3,000.
Would you have any idea what might it cost now?
I think they have come down. I think they might be cheaper, but what the price is, I don't know.
Is it effective at night time as well, the solar panels?
Well, they don't work at night, but mm-hmm. basically they make the power during the day. And any excess is fed into the grid, and I actually get a feed-in tariff, which again reduces my bill.
Oh, thank you for that, Mrs. Bronwyn Mewet. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to you. Pupunta naman tayo ngayon sa ating kababayan na si John Dicat, ating kakapanayamin tungkol sa kanyang kuro-kuro sa gamit ng elektrisidad. John, ano ang masasabi mo sa mataas na presyo ng elektrisidad sa atin?
Hirap na hirap akong magbayad. Kasi lalo na yung bahay ko, stone house, mm-hmm. ay gawa sa bato. Talagang pag sunod-sunod na ang lamig, nako, talagang napakalamig. Kaya dapat ang air conditioner sa dapat i-turn on. Ay talagang hindi maganda sa isang, 75 anyos na tao na wala namang... pensyon na mabuti, ay talagang hirap na hirap ako magbayad. Kaya ang aking iniisip, uuwi na lang ako sa atin.
Dahil sa taas ng presyo ng elektrisidad.
Oo. Lahat naman tumataas. Pag tumaas ang elektrisidad, pati pagkain, pati lahat ng tumataas, syempre, hindi ko sila masisisi. Kaya pumunta ka sa supermarket, syempre, kailangan din nila ang elektrisidad. Pumunta ka sa ibang lugar, ganun din naman. Kaya sabi ko, talagang mahirap. Mm-hmm. Sana naman mabawas-bawasan kung maaari.
Hindi mo ba naisip ang gumamit ng mga renewables gaya ng mga solar panels?
Yun na nga, ilan na ang kinausap ko doon sa bahay na bato na tinitirhan ko. Mahirap daw lagyan. Dapat daw palitan ang kasi hindi nakaharap sa araw yung dapat lagyan ng solar. Ngayon, talagang kung iibahin ang atip, lalong magasto sa akin. Kaya gusto ko na ipagbili yung bahay na yun at umalis na lang.
May diferensya ba ang paggamit kaya ng solar panels kung iisipin mong gamitin para sa maggamit mo sa bahay?
Maganda sana gumamit ng solar, pero yun na nga, sa akin hindi pwede. Nagkataong hindi pwedeng lagyan ng bahay ko ng solar. sabi nila dapat daw sa ibang lugar o kaya ano, eh lalong magastos. Kaya,
kaya iniisip mo, ipagbili mo na lang ang bahay mo.
Pagbibili ko yung bahay ko nang talagang makaya ko ang pamumula. Kung tumatanda na tayo, siyempre, marami ng kailangan sa buhay at hindi na tayo malakas at saka kung ano nang nararamdaman. Eh sa arthritis lang at saka sa ano, ay talagang lamig na lamig ka, laba ka ng laba, kuryente din yon kasi naku, doble-doble ang damit mo. Tapos ang beddings mo, ganun din, na lahat talaga ay kailangan ng elektrisidad kung talagang gusto mong maging, ano kayong, makaya mo ang lamig sa bahay.
Kukunan din natin ng kuro-kuro si Mr. Robert Taylor, isang voluntaryo na driver para sa Enfield Council na palaging tumutulong sa mga komunidad at sa library at kasama namin ngayon dito sa Carrick Hill. Mr. Taylor, what do you think about the high prices of electricity in South Australia?
Well, I think they're astronomical, and government really have no influence about bringing them down because it's written into law. The companies really have the final say on what they're charging. So the only way to go now is to go solar. But since the tariffs have dropped in the time that I had them, I'm full electric house, and the input tariff at that stage was 60 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to go into now, well, you may only get 5 or 6 cents input. So what you're putting into the grid, you're only getting about 5 or 6 cents back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important now that if you put a system in, that you go with batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And the price of the batteries is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
You can currently, I've heard them advertising for about a 1.7 kilowatt system with mm-hmm. batteries for under $10,000. Which may sound dear, but that would very quickly pay for itself. Unless you're storing the electricity overnight,
mm-hmm.
you don't really gain great advantage because when the sun's shining in the daytime,
yes.
you're not really using much power at all. But of an evening when you're running TVs and all your appliances,
mm-hmm.
and if you're full electric, you've got heating and reverse cycle heating, then it's important that you run the use the power off your batteries, so then you're not using any power from the grid.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, the rebate has come down now on what you put into the grid, so unless you have a big solar system,
mm-hmm.
there really isn't a great advantage. But my panels over the 7 or 8 years have paid for themselves. But even my last bill, because I run reverse cycle through the winter,
mm-hmm.
my quarterly bill was nearly $600. In the summer, it won't be as much as that. But that's still, without that solar panel, I would be at least double or at plus without the solar panels. So very important, solar panels will reduce it at least by half.
So what do you suggest to residents? How many solar panels should they be using?
Well, the minimum system that they fit now is a 1.5 system, and the panels can vary because of the size. So not all systems are the same. My system has got 9 panels, but some panels are bigger than others.
Mm-hmm.
But you would normally in a standard system get a 1.5 kilowatt. Anything dearer than that would be double panels and dearer.
In your neighborhood, are there many other residents there as well who use solar panels like you do?
There are quite a few. The area where I am, which is on a creek, has got a lot of trees, which is not very conducive to solar panels, unfortunately. So you need a good sunny area, and you need the panels facing the right area, otherwise you don't get the full benefit from them, and sometimes that's not possible because you have trees shading or cover. But if you've got an open area, I think they suggest that you have them in the westerly thing, but people putting them on the roof would know where to position them.
So would you recommend to your neighbours or to friends the use of solar panels then?
Oh, absolutely, yes. As I said, if I didn't have solar panels, my quarterly bill now, when I speak to other people, could be as high as in excess of $1,000 and up to $1,500 even, some people, quarterly, without solar panels. if you're full electric.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Taylor, for giving us the opportunity to talk to you. So, ayan po si Mr. Taylor, nagbigay ng kanyang kuro-kuro at talagang naniniwala siya na ang solar panels ay malaki ang kahalagahan at importante sa atin para mabawasan ang presyo at makatipid tayo sa elektrisidad.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.